And to practice that about the sculpting the overall architecture is exactly what I just did. Do it over a certain number of minutes. Have a kitchen time. Yeah, get a backing. That's the easy part. Do a looper or record yourself comping or use band in a box or go on the internet and do a backing track. Now, the backing track may have its own dynamics. This is a difficult thing. When you didn't create the backing track might build. But most of those backing tracks are pretty dynamically steady, right? And then just set the clock and see if I can build. And don't listen to it. Record yourself doing it and don't listen to it right away. Listen to it some other day when you don't remember what you did. And just think, you know, did I build the elements? That's one way to practice, to just simply try it. The next way to develop it is, which we're about to get into right now, is to take one of the elements and just only use that element to see if I can build my solo there. Or one element that's, we're going to learn the tension elements and the relaxation elements. And so over like a 2 minute or a 1 minute thing, I'm going to only use, let's say, double stops or whatever I did to build my solo and see if it works. That would be the other way to practice that. So look at this document. It has a list of tension and release building elements. All right? The tension elements increase volume. I definitely did that. I definitely sort of got loud. That's an easy, most common one. Ascending lines, I did that. Emphasis on passing tones, meaning chromatics. And right now we're only using pentatonic, so we're not going to get deeply into that. But you could, I mean, you could do like any note right below, but that leads to a whole nother harmonic thing. So we're gonna skip that for now. Extreme register of instrument, we talked about that. Doesn't always have to be up, it could be low. You know, even when you're playing real low, it can be producing tension. Wide intervals, like skipping string. No, I'm not that great at it. You know. Yeah. I should have practiced before I recorded this. But that's something we never really talk about. But skipping strings or something like that. You have, if you're in an A pentatonic right here and you're on string four, then the tendency is usually to go to string three next. But suppose you go to string two. You know. So some of these, remember I said the technical aspect is involved in today's lesson as well. This is a lot. I'm giving you a lot, by the way, you know, and I'm not expecting you to do all this in one day. But these are things to be thought about individually. The tension and release, each one can be explored individually. Repetition, we talked, I definitely did some of that in my building. Alternating directions. That's more repetition, I don't know. Alright, I think they mean more like... I went up and then down. I think that's what they're talking about. Let me see. I think that's what they mean. Jagged articulations. Anything like a... You know, you can get involved. Or like... any devices that are...
Surf music.
Yeah. But, you know, any devices that are... out of the ordinary, the way you usually play. Non-chord tones, we're going to skip that. Dramatic devices, I think that's what I was just referring to, not jagged articulations. Jagged articulations could be like, of course, these are all saxophone ones, but it could be more like jagged articulations. I think it could mean any way of playing the note that you don't normally use. Like, for example, you know. But that would be more like a dramatic device. They have it down here. Swoops, glissandos, shakes, hammer-ons, and pull-ups. Like a those are all dramatic devices. So that could be a jagged articulation, like a rapid hammer on and pull off. I don't know, I'm kind of making it up. I don't know if that's a dramatic device or a jagged articulation, but these things all blur over the line anyway. Dissonant harmony, any outside notes, you know, like. You know, you just pick some notes outside the scale. What are we gonna do for right now? The easiest one is increased volume. So over the course of, you know, 20 seconds, just get louder. That's it. That's all you have to do. You don't even have to come back down. Only build for 20 seconds. Here we go. So one more time, start off soft, so you got somewhere to go. 2, 3. Go on, get loud. Last 5 seconds. There you go. Okay, the tension was building just by that aspect. Make sense?
Yeah.
All right, let's pick another one. Ascending lines, you were doing it already. You were just going up and it was,
yeah,
it was increasing tension. Maybe we should skip that because it's obvious. You already did it. Okay. What about some dramatic devices? Give me some trills or swoops would be like a, you know, you pick a note and slide up to it. We never really talk about that, you know.
Bass
thing. That's something I usually don't teach. I think it's because I don't do it as much as I should. You know, or glissando would be like a. You're going up the string, you know. Shake would be vibrato or tremolo. And a trill is any rapid two notes back and forth. Yeah, right? You heard Hendrix do that all the time. So give me any dramatic device and use it more increasing frequency as the 20 seconds go along, right? You don't have to use it right away, but start using it to build. So here we go, 3, 4. There's your 20. Which one was it?
None of them.
Which one were you going for, though? Pick one.
I was trying to find something that would fit.
The slides?
Yeah, I was trying the slides a little bit.
The slides, okay, good.
Only because that was...
Yeah, that's good. All right, good. So here we go. 2, 3. Did increase the tension over the 20 seconds. So that one, I wish we had more time to do, but just pick one and see if you can build on it, you know, on your own at home. And then the other ones which release tension are the opposite of those, like decreased volume, descending lines, lines of no longer duration, rests, smoothness, emphasis on chord tones, and silence. All right? So this, again, I'm giving you a lot of stuff, but you can work on these. My suggestion is know what you're working on. Like, okay, right now I'm working on my question and answer phrasing. Or right now I'm working on building tension using one of the dramatic devices, or I'm building tension using repetition, or I'm, you know, only pick one thing at a time, or I'm just working on building a solo over a longer period of time. I mean, try it over like 10, if you really want to dig in. I've done this before, like set the thing on 10 minutes. Like, holy cow, I got to build a solo over 10, and you can do it. You really can. It's not always. Sometimes I'm there all day trying to do it, but other days it just comes no problem. So very good, very good.